RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Still broadcasting from the fourth floor of RRI Building in Jakarta. Welcome back, listener, on Indonesia Today. This is a program that takes you closer to Indonesia. And now it's my turn, Rahma, to present the program till the next 2 hours with various interesting programs and information that you won't miss. And today's special program of the day, we have a program that reviews newly launched book and film on book film review. Then we have a music program on Meet With. So keep listening at voi.co.id, voi.co.id. Or for more direct link to the video streaming, you can click english.rriworldservice.com. So listener, why don't have to wait any longer to enjoy this next program? This is book and film review from Voice of Indonesia. Check this one out.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here's the news read by Rahmana. Who's the headlines? President Joko Widodo leads a meeting on higher learning institutes. Indonesian military soldiers introduce Indonesian culture in Darfur. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo led a limited meeting to discuss a change in the status of Sherpa Private Higher Learning Institute into state institute on Wednesday. The limited meeting this evening discussed the policy to change the status of several private higher learning institutes into state-owned ones. He also pointed out that the policy has been in place since 5 years ago, but because of many problems, the government imposed a moratorium on the policy in August 2015. President Joko Widodo added that the policy will help improve access to an even distribution of higher education across the country, particularly in the outlying and less developed areas. Indonesian culture is known by the people in Darfur in Southern Africa. It is due to Indonesian soldiers who joined in the United Nations African Union mission in Darfur, UNAMIC, to introduce the beauty of Indonesian culture in various occasions routinely. Led by Lieutenant Colonel Harry Subagio as Peace Force under United Nations flag, the Indonesian military still promotes Indonesian original culture. As quoted by Antara News Agency, he said in Darfur on Tuesday that in Paris events held by Sudan government, local people and UNAMID office center in El Fasher, Garuda troops of Congo 35 ATS Force always performs to introduce Indonesian culture in the region of UN mission. Indonesian cultures which are performed are Kecak dance from Bali, Saman dance from Aceh, until Hadro Marawis, which is thick with the Islamic nuance. Indonesian President Joko Widodo brought the silence about the reshuffle issue in his Twitter account. The tweet comes in light of previous statement that he will not allow anyone telling him what to do about the reshuffle. The president always emphasized that it is entirely president prerogative, right? In early January, a number of people have urged President Joko Widodo to reshuffle the cabinet following a much bust motion on the December. Administrative Reform Minister Yudi Krisnandi even published a ministry-performed evaluation that caused people to question the truth behind the reshuffle rumor. This news coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Constitutional Court is set to hold on Tuesday preliminary hearings for 53 regional election disputes that emerged after Indonesia held its first simultaneous regional election in December 9, 2015. Court spokesperson Fajar Laksono Suroso said on Tuesday that the hearings would be divided into three panels. 9 justices will be evenly distributed to oversee the hearings. In the preliminary hearings, the court will review the required documents submitted for each case and determine whether the minimum vote gap required for regional election dispute to be heard. They will also see the lawsuit to be submitted before the deadline. Jakarta Governor Basuki Cahayapurnama has said that Jakarta administration would help fund the Greater Jakarta Coordination Board development projects. He said the projects would focus on widening of Trans-Jakarta bus lanes, among others. After meeting with the Greater Jakarta Coordination Board's Executive Chairman Didik Sunardi on Wednesday, Governor Basuki further said that disagreements on the funding of several projects among city administration in Greater Jakarta had hampered development in the area. Take, for example, he affirmed the discussion on the mass rapid transit MRT construction in eastern of west and western Jakarta are not finished because more cities refused to fund the project. This had forced Jakarta administration to fully fund it. The last item, state-owned airport operator PT Angkasa 2 has improved security at baggage handling location by installing more closed-circuit television CCTV cameras in Soekarno-Hatta International Airport, following the alleged theft case involving budget airline Lion Air's baggage handlers and security staff. According to Angkasa Pura II President Director Budi Karya Sumadi, the company aims to increase CCTV coverage by 30% in the airport to minimize the potential risk of similar incidents occurring again in the future. Furthermore, Budi explained that Angkasa Pura II would continue to improve airport security to ensure the passenger comfort. Luggage service improvement, he further said, would still be the main focus of Angkasa Pura II. That's news from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Listener, our commentary today entitled Separatism, Law Enforcement and Amnesty. At last, a separatist group, Dint Minimi, operating in Aceh province, admits reuniting to the Republic of Indonesia. Although such a standpoint arises because of the appeal of gaining amnesty from the government, then it brings about controversy from many parties. The amnesty plan itself comes from the good wishes of the President Joko Widodo to end the dispute without bloodshed by the separatist groups. The amnesty policy, which is seen as a soft approach, is believed to be the best way. President Joko Widodo also orders his aides to prepare the policy carefully. Of course, he wants the amnesty not to bring about negative effects, as it is feared by the parties that are against to this policy. Indonesian government is pushing for acceleration and equalization of development. Separatism, that is a political phenomenon amid the diversity of Indonesia, is a huge stumbling block to the implementation of the aimed development. Of course, the Indonesian government doesn't want to spend energy just to suppress separatism disorders. Thus, many people do support the government, but few people also criticized. A member Commission 1 of the DPR, Effendi Simbolon, Take, for example, warns that cases of separatism should be resolved through legal procedure. He is worried that the ease of gaining amnesty is to actually foster separatism. The worries are reasonable enough. There are separatist groups that try their luck by taking up arms to achieve their objectives and make the amnesty as a solution if they are pressed. In addition, a group of criminals who identify themselves as a separatist, if arrested, are expected to receive amnesty. Indonesia is the unitary republic of Indonesia. It is clear and cannot be negotiated at all. Thus, many people believe that the government, under the leadership of President Joko Widodo, will keep the permanent integrity of Indonesia. if the background of separatism is a matter of justice and the welfare. The progress and equitable development from time to time should be jointly monitored. Indonesian nation doesn't want the presence of taking side from outsider who often allegedly appear in each case of separatism. President Joko Widodo appeals for the nations of the world to respect the sovereignty of each country. Do believe that Indonesian people are getting better at managing its own country. Listener, that was commentary today, read by Rahmana.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Today in history, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Well, listener, it's nice to meet you again. I'm here, Mana Rahmana, in our regular Today in History over Air World Service, Voice of Indonesia. We start for an event on January 7, 1965, when Indonesia decided to withdraw from the United Nations. Indonesia officially became the 60th member of United Nations, UN, on 28 of December 1950, in accordance with the United Nations Security Council Resolution number 86, 2 days before, and the United Nations General Assembly Resolution number A-491 on the admission of the Republic of Indonesia to membership in the United Nations less than 1 year after the recognition of Indonesian sovereignty by the Netherlands at the Dutch-Indonesian Roundtable Conference in Den Haag, 23rd of August until 2nd November 1949. During the Indonesian-Malaysian confrontation of 1965 and in response to the election of Malaysia as a non-permanent member of United Nations Security Council, Indonesia decided to withdraw from the UN. However, in a telegram dated 19 of September 1966, Indonesia notified the Secretary General of its decision to resume full cooperation with the United Nations and to resume participation in its activities starting with the 21st session of the General Assembly. On 28 of September 1966, the UN General Assembly took note of the decision of the government of Indonesia, and UNGA President invited the representative of Indonesia to take their seat in the Assembly. The next event was in 1979, when Pol Pot and forces led by Khmer Rouge was ousted by Vietnam forces. By the end of 1978, Vietnamese leaders decided to remove the Khmer Rouge-dominated regime of Democratic Cambodia, perceiving it as being pro-Chinese and too hostile towards Vietnam. On 25th of December 1978, 150,000 Vietnamese troops invaded Democratic Cambodia and overran the Cambodian Revolutionary Army in just 2 weeks. On 7th of January 1979, a pro-Vietnamese People's Republic of Cambodia, PRK, was established in Phnom Penh and marking the beginning of a 10-year Vietnamese occupation. During the period, Khmer Rouge Democratic Cambodia continued to be recognized by the United Nations as the legitimate government of Cambodia, as separate armed resistance groups were formed to fight the Vietnamese occupation. Behind the scenes, Prime Minister Hun Sen of the PRK regime approached faction of the coalition government of Democratic Cambodia, CGDK, to begin peace talks. Under heavy diplomatic and economic pressure from the international community, the Vietnamese government implemented a series of economic and foreign policy reforms, which led to their withdrawal from Cambodia in September 1989. And the last event was in 1984, when Brunei Darussalam joined ASEAN. The Association of Southeast Asian Nations is a political and economic organization of 10 Southeast Asian countries. It was formed on 8 of August 1967 by Indonesia, Malaysia, the Philippines, Singapore, and Thailand. Since then, membership has expanded to include Brunei, Cambodia, Laos, Myanmar, or last time we called Burma and Vietnam. Its aims include accelerating economic growth, social progress, and sociocultural evolution. Among its members, protecting of regional peace and stability and opportunities for member countries to resolve differences peacefully. On January 7, 1984, Brunei Darussalam joined the 6 ASEAN members. Currently, ASEAN members have increased to 10 countries, namely Indonesia, Thailand, Malaysia, Singapore, the Philippines, Brunei, Vietnam, Laos, Myanmar, and Cambodia. Listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Hello listeners, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with today's focus entitled Indonesians. Products are able to compete in ASEAN Economic Community 2016, so stay tuned. January 2016 is the introduction of ASEAN Economic Community, AEC. ASEAN Free Trade has become a form of integration for the member countries of ASEAN to strengthen the communities in the region. In one hand, ASEAN Economic Community allows the state to be able to easily sell goods and services to countries that agree in ASEAN Economic Community, so the competition will be much tighter. On the other hand, ASEAN Economic Community opens not only the flow of goods or services, but also the labor market professionals such as doctors, lawyers, and accountants. Relating to this, President Joko Widodo considered ASEAN Economic Community as an opportunity for Indonesia to introduce its products to ASEAN countries. According to President Joko Widodo, ASEAN Economic Community is a challenge that must be faced. State-owned enterprises can encourage people to step up and strengthen the competitiveness of domestic industry. He is optimistic that domestic products can compete in ASEAN Economic Community, so Indonesia should not hesitate and worry. President Joko Widodo explained, the most important thing is how quickly to address something wrong to be more effective and efficient so the national products can compete. To deal with ASEAN Economic Community, President Joko Widodo also said that infrastructure development has become the focus of Indonesia by providing a budget worth 313 trillion rupiah. Meanwhile, Director General of ASEAN Cooperation Department, Rosalis Rusman Adenan, said that there are 12 priority sectors of goods and services in ASEAN Economic Community. 4 of them are engaged in service and 2 of them are in logistics and transportation. Relating to air transportation, Chairman of the National Association of Airlines, INAKA, MRIP Wowo, said that if the import duty of aircraft components is exempted, it will add to operational costs and space to create more competitive services. Arif Wowo also describes in general that national airlines are ready to face ASEAN Economic Community in terms of business, human resources, operational financial aspect, and services. In the tourism sector, Chairman of the Indonesian Tourism Industry Association, GIPI, Didin Junaidi, said that to face ASEAN Economic Community, the government needs to do a massive campaign to provide the desired product of the tourist. In fact, the government also has to prepare human resources with skilled tourism, which is expected to guarantee the availability of infrastructure and facilities. Related to workforce readiness, Director of Council of Trade Union ASEAN Service Sector Employees, ASETUT, Kunt Wardana Abioto, said globalization and ASEAN Economic Community cannot be avoided. Thus, workers in Indonesia must prepare themselves to be able to compete in ASEAN Economic Community. According to Wardana, Indonesian employees must anticipate the competencies that can be absorbed by the available employment. Listener, that was Focus Today, read by Rahmana.
Listener, here is the headlines of several national newspapers published today, January 7, 2016. We begin the headlines with Media Indonesia, which wrote infrastructure accelerated. The President of Indonesia demanded innovation on infrastructure capital expenditures by the Public Works and Housing Ministry on the new year, along with other ministries. Therefore, the effort to improve the economy is taken by the government through the capital expenditure, which focuses on the infrastructure sector. On the other hand, the budget absorption quality will also be improved so that the economy will not be hampered by the budget realization on the year end. We continue with Kompas newspaper, early auction pushes economy. President Joko Widodo asked the ministries and state institutions to accelerate development. The applied new pattern is the early auction, so that the project can begin since the beginning of the year. Around 1,026 government infrastructure packages worth 25.8 trillion rupiahs are expected to immediately push the economy at the beginning of the year. The next headline is from Republika, which wrote longer famine. The government admitted the growing season of October 2015 until March 2016 period is delayed. The growing season, which should begin since October 2015, begins on November until December 2015. Therefore, the Agriculture Minister Amran Sulaiman predicted the delay of growing season will make the famine longer. Well, listener, we end today's headlines with Sindo. Saudi Iran conflict worsens the oil price crisis. The tension between Saudi Arabia and Iran worsened the condition of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, or OPEC, when the oil price trend keeps decreasing. The countries of the globe, including Indonesia, asked the two countries to have a dialogue in order to end the conflict. Well, listener, that was headlines.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Here, Newsline, read by Rahmana. Indonesian President Joko Widodo led a limited meeting to discuss a change in the status of several private higher learning institutes into state institute on Wednesday. The meeting, which was taking place in the evening, discussed the policy to change the status of several private higher learning institute into state at once. Indonesian culture is known by people in Darfur in Sudan, Africa. It is due to Indonesian soldiers who joined in the United Nations African Union mission in Darfur, UNAMID, to introduce the beauty of Indonesian culture in various occasions routinely. Indonesian President Joko Widodo broke the silence about the reshuffle issue in his Twitter account. The tweet comes in light of previous statement that he will not allow anyone telling him what to do about the reshuffle. The Constitutional Court is set to hold on Tuesday preliminary hearings for 53 regional election disputes that emerged after Indonesia held its first simultaneous regional election in December 9, 2015. Jakarta Governor Basuki Cahayapurnama has said the Jakarta administration would help fund the Greater Jakarta Coordination Ports Development Projects. State-owned airport operator Angkasa Pura II has improved security at baggage handling locations by installing more closed circuit television CCTV cameras in Soekarno-Hatta International Airport, following the alleged theft case involving budget airline Lion's Air's baggage handlers and security staff. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Thank you for still listening to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Listeners, now here are our next programs, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, I will invite you to visit East Nusa Tenggara Province. So, stay tuned. Listener, Manggarai District in East Nusa Tenggara Province is inhabited by Manggarai people who are known for their hospitality. Moreover, with the entry of Komodo Island, which is also in Manggarai, in the list of the World Heritage Site, Annaman, and Biosphere Reserve by UNESCO in 1986, the region had become a major tourist destination. This has inspired people there to maintain various rituals that show their hospitality. One of them, which is still preserved up to now, is Kapok Ritual, which is meant to greet the guests. Listener, Kapok in Manggarai language means greetings. It is a tradition performed to welcome the guests. Before the Kapok ceremony began, the host will be draping typical Manggarai fabrics for the female guests and songke hat for the male guests. After that initial ceremony finished, the elders will bring a jug or tawu containing traditional palm wine and a rooster. Each guest must receive a pitcher and drink it in turns. Then the host hand over the rooster to be held and put on the lap of every guest in rotation. Once the ritual is completed, the guests are welcome to come in and be escorted into the samba dance. Listener, Kapok ceremony is a sign of sincerity of the Manggarai people in receiving visitors to Manggarai district. The jug of palm wine is a symbol that the host will give his best ring for the guests who come from far away. While the rooster is a symbol that the guests who come from far away is welcomed, greeted, honored, and embraced or put on the line. However, because the guests who come are usually adults, they cannot be put on the lamp, so they are symbolically changed with the rooster. Listener, Kapok rituals continue to be preserved by the Manggarai people until now. When former President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono attended the Sail Komodo in September 2013, the indigenous elders performed the Kapok in Komodo Airport. Later, when current President Joko Widodo, together with his wife Iriana Widodo, visited West Manggarai in December 2015, they were also greeted with Kapok in Labuan Bajo Komodo Airport before inaugurating the Komodo Airport Passenger Terminal. In fact, foreign guests who visit the western part of Flores Island, in particular the district of Manggarai, are greeted with Kapok. This ritual is an expression of sincerity in giving honor and also receiving the guests with open arms. Each guest is greeted warmly as the culture of Manggarai people. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Kapok Ritual. We will meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. Thank you very much for listening. Sampai jumpa. Thank you.
Miscellany.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello, VOI listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Miscellany with me, Rahma. Today's edition presents you a story about Asmat carving. Asmat tribe is one of the oldest tribes in the east of Indonesia, precisely in Papua. Asmat tribe is already familiar to people in Indonesia and even the world. For Indonesian people, Asmat tribe will always be remembered as a tribe that introduces koteka. However, for people in the world, since 1700s, Asmat tribe has been known for its high-value carving art. Carving art in Asmat is the actualization of belief on the spirit of ancestors, symbolized in the form of statue and carving. Asmat tribe inhabits Teluk Flamingo and Teluk Cook in the southwest of Papua coastal area. Asmat tribe has been trusted by the Indonesian government to represent Indonesia on the international culture art stage. Asmat tribe then came out as the winner through the beauty of every wood carving that makes the world say Asmat tribe is unique, creative, and unbeatable yet in carving art. Carving of this tribe has been popular with its best quality. Complicated wood carving becomes its characteristic. Besides, its carving model is uncommon. This what attracts both domestic and foreign tourists. Tools used by Asmat tribe craftsmen have the same function as tools for wood carving craftsmen in general. However, Asmat tribe uses tools made of natural material like stone, axe, animal teeth, and seashell. While to smooth breakage, they use pig's fang, teeth of certain fish, and oyster. What an exotic combination of material and tools. Carving of Asmat tribe also becomes a part of life among the people. Therefore, Asmat carving is rich in motif and meaning. Carving which describe the face of ancestors, animals which are close to people's life, like cassowary and crocodile, as well as anthropomorphic motif. In the hands of Asmat tribe craftsmen, wood tree becomes very valuable. It is the uniqueness in making carving that makes Asmat tribe known worldwide. Moreover, Museum of Natural Art in New York, the US, provides a special room for carving art craft of Asmat. Well, VOI listener, that ends today's miscellany on the story of Asmat tribe carving. Thank you for listening. I'm Ra'ma. Sampai jumpa.
Again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of Radio World Service, voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment introducing you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or the modern ones. In today's edition, I will be introducing two vocal groups, namely 3G Trio,
and Yuan Duo. Let's meet the 3G trio first. Compared to the solo format and group band, not many singers there to express that musicality in trio. However, Rizky, Jisef, and Tara, the three friends who formerly were known as models, agreed to show their talent in trio. As their debut singer, the three cool guys immediately kicked off with a song composed by Tengku Syafiq entitled Tak Mungkin or Impossible. Well then, listener, let's listen to the first song by 3G Trio entitled Tak Mungkin or Impossible. Happy listening.
Tak mampu berkata di saat pertamaku melihat wajahmu langsung berdebar. Tak mampu hilangkan pikiranku tentangmu di saat ku coba untuk lupakan. Namun semakin lama semakin ku ingin dirimu. Tak mungkin ku rasakan bila tak jatuh cinta.
Setiap saat kau ada di benakku.
Sejak ku jumpa denganmu di saat ku jalan dengan yang lain. Tak bisa mencari itu pengganti dirimu. Oh,
saat ku memilih, namun semakin lama semakin ku ingin dirimu.
Tak mungkin ku rasakan bila tak jatuh cinta.
Setiap saat kau ada di benakku.
Tak mungkin ku menghilang bila tak ku berjumpa.
Setiap saat ku ingin bersamamu. Dan bila kau pun bisa
rasakan yang ku rasakan.
Then if you really wanna be mine,
you will say
yes I do.
Setiap saat kau ada di benakku.
Tak mungkin ku menggila
bila tak ku berjumpa.
Setiap saat ku ingin bersama.
Tak mungkin ku rasakan bila tak jatuh cinta.
Setiap saat kau ada di benakku.
As with other Tengku Syafiq song, Tak Mungkin sounds full of vitality and easy listening elements. 3G is able to sing it nicely. This song tells the story about three guys in a competition to conquer the heart of a girl. By the way, as a newcomer, 3G's presence is not free from criticism because they were suspected of using the looks only as the models and do not really have the ability to sing. However, all three hastily denied it. They said since childhood, they have already loved singing. Rizky, Giuseppe, and Tara have taken part in various singing events. Rizky, for example, showed his vocal ability in Super Mama program in one of the private television stations. Well, then, listener, before we continue, let's listen to the next song by Trio 3G, entitled Lebih Baik or It's Better.
Sedang menikmati namanya patah hati, namun tiba-tiba kau hadir, temani sebagai pengganti. Dan ku mulai buka mata hati lagi, dan di saat ku mulai jatuh cinta lagi, rasakan ku sakit hati. Kaulah yang patut ku harapkan, namun tak begitu. Kaulah yang harusnya mengerti, namun kau tak mampu. Jujur ku tak bisa terus dengan kamu. Denganmu bukan ku tak cinta kamu,
tapi ku tak mengerti
mengapa ku tak menerima
dengan caramu mencinta.
Dan ku coba untuk mengertimu darimu selamanya.
Kau yang patut harapkan, namun tak begitu. Kau yang harusnya mengerti, namun kau tak mampu. Jujur ku tak bisa terus dengan kamu. Lebih baik ku udahan
for 3G. The trust given by the recording company to release the single debut, they must be paid with the best performance. They are also aware of the intense competition in the music industry, which today is still oriented to the boy bands or solo performers. Well then, let's listen to one last song by Trio 3G, entitled Mata Matamu or your eyes. Before we continue into the next group in Music Corner today, which is U1 Duo. Consists of two guys from Bandung, West Java, namely Yurin and Iwan. Music for Yurin and Iwan has become part of life. They've become friends since high school, and both of them admitted that they have already loved music at the time. Separately, Yurin and Iwan participated in various singing festivals. Ultimately, the two agreed to merge and form a duo called U1. And it released their debut single entitled Satu Kepastian or One Certainty. Wanting to look fresh and full of energy, they present the single in the easy-listening pop packaging. As the character of most light pop music, the single also presents a love story that is very similar or familiar with our daily life. Satu Kepastian or One Certainty tells about the sense of loss experienced due to an abandoned love. A life which is without joy and hope anymore, since love has gone. Well, listener, until the next edition of Music Corner. Bye-bye.
Sejak dirimu pergi. kau padaku, bawalah serta cintamu. Jangan biarkan diriku tanpa satu kepastian.
Kau mengerti betapa cintaku hanya untuk dirimu. Tiada lagi cerita indah yang mewarnai kehidupanku. Semua hilang sudah bersama bayangmu.
Kembalilah kau padaku, bawalah serta cintamu. Jangan biarkan diriku tanpa satu kepastian. Harusnya kau mengerti betapa cintaku.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Tak mampu berkata di saat pertamaku melihat wajahmu langsung berdebar. Tak mampu hilangkan pikiranku tentangmu di saat ku coba untuk lupakan. Namun semakin lama semakin ku ingin dirimu.
Tak mungkin ku rasakan bila tak jatuh cinta.
Setiap saat kau ada di benakku.
Tak mungkin ku menghilang bila
bisa berpaling sejak ku jumpa denganmu. Di saat ku jalan dengan yang lain,
tak bisa mencari itu pengganti dirimu. Oh,
saat ku memilih, namun semakin lama semakin ku ingin dirimu.
Tak mungkin ku rasakan bila tak jatuh cinta.
Setiap saat kau ada di benakku.
Setiap saat ku ingin bersamamu, dan bila kau pun bisa
rasakan yang ku rasakan. Oh, 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 oh.
And if you really wanna be mine,
you will say
yes I do.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Setiap saat kau ada di benakku,
tak mungkin ku menggila
bila tak ku berjumpa.
Setiap saat ku ingin bersama,
tak mungkin ku rasakan bila tak jatuh cinta.
Setiap saat kau ada di benakku,
tak mungkin ku menggila bila tak ku berjumpa.
Setiap saat ku
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.